Hey, this is Glenn Medeiros, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cavett the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris. A wise gift to the world.
You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cavett the Catalyst and Zach Morris.
Welcome to Ace Time, yeah. Welcome to Ace Time, whoa. They said them boys riding clean, but without the king, what does it really mean? Cup full of lean, got a sweet full of green. Wake up, boy, this ain't a dream. Welcome to H-Time.
Sleep Time's Over, Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 5, Episode 9.
Episode 9, from H-Town to H-Town. Was that what we decided?
That's going to be the way. There's no I in Houston, baby.
That's right, bro. Honolulu, Houston, yeah. They both got H. H-Town to H-Town, yeah. The love is there.
They got U's in there too, right?
Yes. Yeah. There's a U in there. Get O's.
Yeah.
Honolulu, Houston.
Yeah.
So that is the love.
No L's. I'm not catching no L's.
We ain't taking an L. So there you go.
Yeah, that's great.
Episode 9.
We're still working on the last episode with Creed.
I have no
which
comment.
Which is pretty funny because it's like a treasure now.
I have no comment. That's an Easter egg. No comment on that
season
episode.
Season 5, episode lost.
That's right.
I'm going to put like Matthew, what's his name, on there. With
put that guy.
That guy. Did you watch Lost?
I watched one episode of that.
Good job on not watching it. Okay.
That's what I keep hearing.
Sucks.
Is it really overrated?
It's overrated, bro. I got caught up in that garbage.
Yeah.
And, bro, no comment, man.
All right. We'll leave it at that.
Waste my life.
We'll leave it at
like
that.
Like a waste of life. You know, like well, me playing Street Fighter and then like the lies, yeah.
Oh.
Couldn't get my final move.
When you say waste of life and you mention video games, I remember back in the day PlayStation playing Madden.
Okay, there you go.
Fourth quarter, in my franchise mode.
Okay.
Up 25-0.
Right.
I was like, wow, I'm gonna get a shutout. It's rare to get a shutout in Madden.
Yeah, it's kind of.
So I'm like, wow, I got like 2 minutes left. I could get a shutout. The screen freeze. Game freeze. DJ freeze when freeze
DJ
the screen.
DJ freeze and freeze.
I'm sitting there like, oh, what are I going to do? I just waiting. Wait, it's going to unfreeze. It's going to unfreeze. 5 minutes later, it's going to unfreeze. 10 minutes later, it's going to unfreeze. Piss off. Waste my life.
Waste your life.
That's it.
Wow. Well, we have two different theories on waste lives.
Exactly.
We're trying to save lives here.
We're trying to save lives. And
I wish we could do a telethon. Like, I don't know.
Oh, gosh. How can we do
maybe,
that?
Maybe we could do like, if donate to a reputable company for Houston.
Yeah.
And when we do get our shirts,
yeah,
we'll give you a free shirt.
How about that?
What just happens? What happened to my shirt guy, our t-shirt guy?
Oh, no.
He went on vacation, bruh.
You know, there ain't no time to go on vacation, bruh. People gotta work. Everybody has to work day in, day out.
That's what's funny.
So we can't get the shirts because this guy's on vacation.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what was, I forgot to tell you about that.
Great. Thanks. Yeah.
So anyway.
So it's been a wasting life. Yeah. Let's go and weekly recap. Let's go. It's a traditional show. Traditional show today. We're going to go to the original segments that we always have. We haven't done a rush more. The topics, weekly recap. Okay, what he did. Go.
Well, as you know, we had Made in Hawaii.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes, yes.
Then we had The Amazing.
Yep.
Comic-Con Hawaii.
Okay, I got a lot of questions for you on that one.
So Geeks tell me, Unite.
Tell me what happened with that, because I have a lot of questions.
I mean, I am very fortunate where Light Sleepers can chameleon itself, no pun and Creed intended,
hey,
to do Made in Hawaii 1 week, which is locals, and then do Comic-Con 1 week.
Right.
Then we could actually go to like a car show, Spocom, which was the same day as Comic-Con, and set up there.
Oh, you I did mean, set up
no,
there?
No, 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 but I'm just saying like,
oh, got you, okay.
And it wouldn't be a weird thing.
Right,
which is,
right.
Something that I guess I never thought about when I started Light Sleepers. I just thought hip-hop, but like, it's kind of crazy that I can be like one, go to one other place, totally different, and it'd be fine. You know, like sometimes you're like, oh, what are those guys doing here?
Right. But you're a kinda, pop culture entity.
Yeah, it's kind of tripping out because I just basically wanted good hip-hop. But as you know, it is the biggest meeting of the geeks, the nerds, comic book people.
Virgins. Vampires.
Nobody took the free condoms, let's put it that way.
Pale people, yeah. They don't know what the condom is. All right? They never kissed a girl, bro.
Somebody's going to kill me, bro.
The girls never kissed a guy. The condom never kissed a condom. All right?
I'm just joking. No, no, no. I'm just making jokes, guys. I love Comic-Con. It's great.
It is.
There was Steve the Pirate was there.
Okay, you talked about this last time.
Yeah.
This, the pirate. All right.
William Shatner was there.
Did you see the Shatner presser? The panel?
No.
It was fantastic. He was ripping everybody.
Oh.
It was so great.
I wish I went.
Because Somalia to the Stars and Mr. Iman.
Sean
the
Eye.
They were there. And they had the panel discussion with Shatner.
Right.
And all the nerds. It was like the SNL skit. You remember that? Where like they're asking him like really stupid questions.
And he answered.
And he's giving them a stupid answer.
Yes.
Like for example, Sky was saying so you did a voice in My Little Pony a long time ago. What was your thoughts on that?
It sounds like Sky.
No, that wasn't Sky. That was like one of the virgins. So then Shatner's like, well, what do you mean? Refresh my memory. I don't know what you're talking about. Did it pay well? Then it's good. I mean, it was great.
He answered it like that.
He basically did. He said, if they're going to pay, I'm going to do it. It's just a TV show. It was great.
Does he really talk like that?
He did on the thing.
Wow.
It's online. I looked at it. It's hilarious.
Someone posted up the whole thing online?
Yes.
Man, I missed out Shatner. Everyone out there, please.
Neither am I, but I'm a Shatner fan because I just like his acting. It's just so weird and deadpan. But that's SNL skit when he's like ripping the Trekkies.
Yeah.
He did it live, and he ain't playing around. People were laughing. People got it. Some people didn't get it.
Oh.
People were like,
why do you not get it?
Because these nerds, man, they don't know. We got to send Ogre in there.
Nerds.
We got to send Raj and Stan Gable.
Raj.
The Alpha Betas.
Picard was in there.
No.
I think they had to divvy out the money and who to bring, you know, like...
They paid for all of those guys. They brought LeVar Burton.
They bought Reading Rainbow, man.
Reading Rainbow was there, bro. Okay, so did you see any of these guys yourself? Like, who did you see?
I didn't see nobody.
You just were in the booth, that's why, right?
I was in the booth making the money. All right. KMD, Kevin making dollars.
Hey, okay.
That's what I did. Selling all the Shaka shirts. Yep. Shout out to Spell One.
He murdered
on all the art. Shout out to Saku-san 50.
He was selling stuff?
Saku-san was doing what Saku-san does.
What does he do?
He does what he does.
He does it well.
He's a support team.
He's a good
support team.
Is he the official supporter of the Stars?
He's official supporter of the Stars. Yeah. Yes, he is. I mean, to get a title like that.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
But I gotta say, shout out to Spell because I saw what he's doing and he's doing it.
He's doing these comic books. So there's this thing where there's these blank covers. I don't know the correct verbiage, but it's basically blank covers with titles. So it's like Amazing Spider-Man, but it's white. And then you give it to artists. I don't know when this came about. It wasn't around when we were into comics. I don't remember. Then you give it to artists to do their own rendition of a comic.
Oh, wow.
Then you can get it graded.
You can get it graded?
Yeah, by CGC, which is a comic book grading thing. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I only knew about this about a couple of years ago.
Well, I saw that him post it up on his IG, as the kids call it.
You can check out spell_kills, KILLZ, I think it is.
Yes.
He is, yeah.
Good stuff.
Good artist. He does all the crazy shakas, all the tech stuff
for
light sleepers.
Yes.
But some highlights.
Here we go.
I don't know. It's a crazy, 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 crazy.
Okay. I'll ask you questions.
Yeah, ask me some questions.
Okay. I'm
kind of drawing blanks because it's just overwhelming.
I got several here. So who was the weirdest customer you encountered? Of all these guys, these stereotypical weirdos.
Good question.
Who was the one that was like, are you kidding me, bro?
Okay. So our homie, Adept Photography and Spell Kills... Adept Photography took a picture of this one model.
Yeah.
Spell Kills took it into post-production and photoshopped like a robot girl.
Okay.
So all these robot parts. Amazing. So they did these prints and they did a shirt, which is a pretty dope shirt and print. So that girl was there, right?
Oh.
Her name is Critter. Kate Critter.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. There's a girl named Jessica Nagiri. There's Vampy Bitney.
That doesn't surprise me,
the nerd and geek world.
Yeah, don't surprise me.
Anyway, see, no surprises there. So Kate Critter, super cool. She's going out with the homie Ratchet Ray. See, you get all these names. It's like hip hop.
Don't surprise me one bit.
So Kate Critter was there, right? She's signing autographs. You know, really nice girl. Signing autographs. This guy comes up, says, oh, can I get a print? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I get a print from the back, bring it to the front. I was like, would you like her to sign it? He's like, sure. So I call her over, hey, Kate, can you sign it? You know? She's like, oh, yeah.
Right.
After that, he asks, right? Because so she's busy signing, right?
Yeah.
Concentrating. So, of course, I'm the guy making the transactions, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, can I have a photo with you to Kate, right?
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, yeah, you can, definitely. You know, because I'm answering for her. because she's busy, right? Signing. At the same time, people's like bothering her, like, can I get your picture? So she probably didn't hear the dude. So this guy asked for her picture. She said, can I get a picture with you? And of course, I'm taking the money, yeah, making transactions. Then he goes, oh, no, not you. Yeah. And I was like, of course. You know, I was just like, what? Then he looked at me like, well, weird. And I wanted to just slap his face. Because I'm like, of course not, idiot. Not me.
Idiot.
Why would I want to take a picture? Like, I was just like, it really threw me off.
Right.
He's like, no, not you. And I'm like,
of course not.
Why the heck?
Donkeys.
No. And I looked at my friend, the photographer, and I was like, looking at spell. And I was just like, wait. I was totally thrown off.
I don't blame you.
Freaking weirdo.
That's what I'm saying, man.
And I was just like, no. Kate would take a picture with you.
Yes.
Because I know her good enough, and I know her boyfriend, and whatever. Well, so, but I mean, I can answer for her,
common
right?
sense will prevail. You're autographing something. You take a picture.
Yeah, it's not my picture.
I mean,
so I was right there. I was thrown off. I was like, okay, nah, I got to be cool with it.
Okay.
And then we're like being wise ass. But I was like, this just guy. I was like, dude, that's what you got to expect.
Right.
But that was one of the weirdest things ever. Because it's just like the most randomest, like.
Right.
Yeah.
That was weird, but that's kind of tame. I was thinking it was going to be a lot of worse. No?
Nah, of course.
These guys are just not socially awkward.
DJ Jedi was there.
Of course. Yeah, Boba Fett, bro.
Boba Fett, which is always weird.
Oh, yeah.
Because I keep telling people DJ Jedi's coming, so they're thinking for Jedi.
No,
but
bro.
No, it's Boba Fett.
He's Boba Fett to me, damn it.
Jedi 808, follow him.
That's right.
He is gotta be the most fanatical Boba Fett enthusiast lover in Hawaii name. Hands down.
All of it.
I would dare to challenge his Boba Fettness.
Yeah. I think he is the Star Wars expert to the stars. He put storage in public storage. He put the word storage in public storage,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
got it all. He's got yeah. every single thing.
If it burns down, he can lightsaber his head off.
Yep.
Because he probably has a new Boba Fett toy every day or week.
He's got all the Star Wars toys. Like, where does he put this stuff?
No, he did get rid of his records.
He did.
Did you know that?
Oh.
So DJ Jedi, if you don't know, he definitely an icon coming up for,
yes.
for records, for...
Wrestling. He's break, a wrestling, yeah, wrestling expert as well.
So he got rid of his records. I think that took place.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, he's a great guy because he's multifaceted.
Yeah.
He knows skateboarding.
Oh, yeah.
He was a former pro skater with Hosoi. He pro wrestling. He actually jumped
Kaimana
in the ring.
Was there at.
Okay, Kaimana AZW. Shout out to AZW.
AZW, yep.
Jedi OG AZW as well. And then he is a Star Wars fanatic. His name is Jedi, for God's sake.
His name is DJ Jedi.
Exactly.
I would say he's the original. There's other Jedis.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was DJ Jedi in the late 80s, I think.
He was in the
right?
late 80s. Yeah, I don't know of anyone.
He was there. His Boba Fett costume is like one of the most authentic.
Legit. Yeah.
But he's not part of the 501st or something, or the 501 squadron. There's like a crew.
Oh.
That's like official Star Wars guys.
Oh, he's not a part of that.
Yeah, he's not a part of it. But his stuff is legit. Like.
Oh, definitely.
Like the real estate agent to the stars hires him.
Oh, for parties.
For parties.
Just come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great idea.
I mean, if you guys are looking for somebody, you know what I mean? Like.
Star Wars party.
Let us know.
Bring him in.
He does exactly like Boba Fett.
We gotta get him to show up at Boba Fett, like at our next like public event.
Oh, that'd be great.
At our next live event. It's gotta be.
Take picture with Boba Fett.
We got him, right?
We can. We got him. He came last time, remember?
He came last time, but as himself.
Yeah, himself, yeah.
Which, you know.
He had to work.
I'm sure
if we pay him, though, he'll come, you know?
We gotta find out how much does they charge?
How much does Boba Fett charge?
What is that fee, huh, Jedi?
But he gotta go practice his Maori accent.
He has to do that, yes.
Because, yeah, he doesn't talk. It would be cool if he had the Maori accent. I'm sure he can do it, though.
He just got to sound like a distorted voice, right? Like, that's all. Boba Fett would just say, like, you know, a few lines here and there. He goes, he's no good to me dead.
He's no good to me dead.
That's all you got
to
do, really.
Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, so, I mean.
Okay, so that was it at Comic-Con? Comic-Con, yeah. But
Comic-Con was just cool. It was crazy.
No other weirdos.
There's no weirdos everywhere.
Yeah.
Seen Wando.
Yes.
He came out.
I saw a rumor.
If you don't know, Jado, BM13. The original photographer in the club.
Correct.
The original.
Yes, DJ Liger Woods.
I don't care what anybody says.
He was the original.
He was the first guy seen taking picture with all the girls.
Yep.
All the boys. Number one camera guy.
Yep.
For a long time.
Yes.
Then he just got a real job and did life, you know?
Go figure. Yeah. Go figure. Real
jobs.
To
see him out, you know, he knows a lot. But, I mean, it was cool, man. I wish it was bigger. Oh, but really? I think you need to bring a lot of stars. McFarlane was there.
Yeah.
Spawn, Spider-Man artists.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's probably going to get bigger and bigger.
Hopefully it gets bigger and bigger. I think they got to bring out, if they start bringing like Game of Thrones, Walking Dead.
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Like you start getting into more of the TV stars, the movie stars.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Star Trek is like Trekkies. Like Trekkies, there's not too many Trekkies out there.
Is that dying out, the Trekkies?
I have no idea. My brother likes Star Trek. I hate Star Trek.
I never got Star Trek. I don't get it.
Well, why is
that? People are so fascinated by that.
Yeah, I don't know. The new Star Trek's cool, but that's pretty much it in a nutshell I can think of.
Okay.
UH1.
Yes. On Saturday.
Come back, 2 touchdowns down.
Yes. So I
at
watched
UMass,
that.
Which is crazy. We always lose.
Right.
Always lose.
Did you catch this at all?
I caught highlights.
Okay. Because UMass pretty much shot themselves in the foot in this game. Because they... Clock management was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That's good because, I mean,
so
Hawaii needed it.
Yeah, so Hawaii got the win. It was a close game, 38-35. Right. UMass had the ball, but they didn't have any timeouts.
Yeah.
So they started running the ball. I'm like, what are you dummies doing? You got so I'm just watching this game because this was basically the pre for the fight,
yeah,
which we'll get into. So big win for UH.
Big win. Yeah. I mean, on the road, East Coast.
Yeah.
No matter who it is, it's D1. It's
yeah.
They're not the sub level team or anything.
Yeah.
So it's a legit chalk up road win.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Rodo.
Very good. Very good.
Ursua killed it.
Yeah.
Drew Brown killed it.
Yep.
The defense, did all right.
A lot of penalties.
But they came in on the clutch at the end.
They held it.
So hey, first game, one dub. Ain't nothing wrong. We should get another win, be 2-0.
Who they got this Saturday?
Like Western Kentucky or some kind of... Yeah.
Yeah, that's the home opener.
Yeah, so that last time we lost to a D2 or Division AA
yeah,
was like 2006, I think.
Oh, that was what, Von Appen years? Or
no, it was actually when we were good.
Oh,
we
really?
We slipped on that one. I think it was Portland State or something.
Wow, June Jones era.
Yeah, I think we lost. And it was like one of those ones like, what the F?
Got it. Well,
they McMackin. I think it was June Jones or McMackin.
Okay.
We're supposed to beat them out, but super nerdy, geek, coy fact anyway. That team that we played had like 13 seniors on it. So basically, they're playing like all seniors on the team.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
That's understandable.
That's on some UH.
They'll get the win this Saturday.
Got the win. Gonna get the win again.
That's right.
Then I don't know who we're playing next.
Okay. Well, let's just focus on this Saturday.
All right.
So okay, so that was, it was Comic-Con. Okay, you got that. Success.
Yeah, success. Oh, well. And real quick, since we're on UH.
Yeah.
Sad thing is, UH Volleyball 0-3.
Not surprising.
0-3, though. Was it not something 0-3?
True. That is true. We got to remember, it's a new coach.
Yeah,
it's the first in long time.
It's rough.
Yeah, Robin Amau.
That's rough.
He's taking a
blow. And who's our assistant coach? Angelica Lindquist. Remember her?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably like 6'9" or something.
Yeah, getting the band back together.
Get the band back together.
Sherry
guys.
Boyer gonna come out.
Oh, Sherry Boyer.
Might as well just bring her back.
Bring them all back. Tita Huna. Oh, she's somewhere around here.
Suzanne Eggy. Tita Huna. Bring them all back.
Bring them all back, bro. Alan, bring them back.
Alan,
put a wig on, bro.
Might as well. Troy Bull, come on back, bro.
Troy Bull.
Des Whitlock.
Don't even play volleyball. Yeah. Only play.
Just come on, hang out, wave.
Hang out and wave.
Exactly. Just wave at the crowd.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. This is the way I feel about it. 0-3, okay? She was hand-picked by Shoji.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Nobody said you need... The administration didn't.
Okay, so if he's hand-picked her...
They should be winning.
Right.
That's what I feel.
Well, what's Shoji thinking right now? Do you think Shoji is pissed right now that he made the pick? Or is he like, just give her time?
Nah, I think he's give her time. Because
you're 0-3. That's never happened.
He coached her up from being like, just the local girl to be an Olympian, you know? So, but I am disappointed, you know what I mean? Because, okay, losing to UCLA, understandable.
Yeah.
The other teams, not so understandable.
Right.
Hawaii doesn't lose.
That is true.
And that's just sad. That's just, I'm sorry, but when you're a winner, this is what happens, right?
That's very true. Yeah.
Like, why would you want to expect anything less?
Not used to it, yes.
Not 0-3, you know what I mean? And especially when you're hand-picked by Shoji. It just, to me, is like, okay, yeah, we'll give them growing pain times, but we should be 2-1.
Right.
That's what I think.
Who do they play next?
They play the same team we're playing for football.
Oh,
like Western Kentucky kind of something like that. So they should blow them up. This should be 4-0, 3-0 to none or whatever they do now.
Okay.
Yeah. And if they don't, then okay. Well, you know, we got to give her this season, but we'll see, man. We'll see. Right. It's a young team, so.
So you have that too.
Yeah, that too. But it never stops Shoji, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
I'm just staying on standards. We should operate on those standards, and we should be winning.
Correct.
Because if we do the typical Hawaii thing,
and just be answering,
which all you yahoos out there say, oh, maybe we should go down to NAIA.
No. Oh,
maybe it should be football. Maybe it should be double A football.
Shut the whole thing down.
We can play Portland State. We can play the Colorado Northern Crush. No. High standards Hawaii.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, you just got to give it time. That's really where it's at right now. I mean, if they end up with a losing record, then that's going to be draw for concern.
Yes, so very much.
That's the thing. That's the thing. So that was also on the weekend. Also, I have to, in case anyone didn't catch the opening of this week's show, which was a special drop by a certain someone by the name of Mr. The Legend, Glenn Medeiros, bro.
The Legend, bro.
Friday night.
The original Hawaiian host.
I tell you what, you got to go to this next time. The nicest guy for the president of St. Louis School now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The most humblest guy.
What is he doing playing keyboards?
He's just doing it because, well, his daughter works at Haskell. Oh. And then his son was working there too, but I think he's just doing
because how old are his kids?
Oh, like 20. Oh. 21, 22, around that.
How
age.
Old is Glenn? 50.
He looks 50? Like maybe 50? Early 50. Oh. Early 50. He still looks good. He don't look like he all went, you know, down the toilet. He still looks good. Just the humblest guy. Well, nice. He's good friends with the owner of Hassler.
Okay.
So they're good friends. They're talking story.
You know Hassler because...
So we know Hassler because the Somalia to the Stars deals with Hassler because they do wine dinners there.
There you go.
So he's good friends with the owner. We find out that Glenn is performing. Mm. We set up the special table.
Special.
Get there. Owner introduce us to Glenn. Say game hello, on, everybody. Everybody, shake the hand.
Shake the hand.
And then I was like, Glenn, first day I said to you, like, bruh, I just want to let you know that you were voted best local celebrity on Sleep Time's Over, bruh. And Glenn's answer was not, huh? Or for what? His answer was, oh, for real? I'm like, yes, that's true. Serious, bruh. Serious.
He was voted best celebrity.
So... He was so he was the nicest guy. And then I was like, okay, so can we do this? I got the script. I typed it out.
We typed it out. There we go. That's what we do.
Right here. Can you read this? I do the show. So we went outside. He did the thing. I'm going to post up. I think I sent this to you already, the video of him actually doing the
drop. I watched it.
So I'm going to release it as soon as this thing, this episode gets posted. So you get to see the actual Glenn Medeiros reaction because he did it twice.
Oh.
And the first one he did, he was reading it and he was laughing. And then he's like, oh, should I do it again? I'm like, yeah, of course. You can do it again. And I said, oh, try sing them. This time, okay. And then the second one, and then he sang it.
Nice.
And then at the end, he's like, oh, is this okay or what? Is this good or what? Yes, it is good or what, bro. You're good,
Glenn. Glenn.
So, highly recommend. He sang all the songs, right? All the requests.
Dang, she ain't worth it.
He cannot do that song too fast. Because he only had to get the keyboard. He was only doing basically ballads because he had the keyboard.
Honolulu City Lights.
He did Honolulu City Lights. He did Hello.
Hello, nice.
He did down Lionel Richie. He did current stuff too. He did Jodeci. He did Lately.
Wow, there you go. Stevie Wonder.
But all that kind of vibe.
Wow.
It wasn't anything.
What kind of food is that Hassler?
It's going to be like a lot of rich stuff like lamb. You're going to have short ribs. Oh, okay. Escargot.
Oh,
you know, escargot. That kind of stuff. What else is there? Yes, that kind of a deal. And then here we go. We have a special delivery.
Special delivery.
G-Dep.
Zach Morris is. Sakai and Cole is outside.
Take over.
Special delivery here. Things is happening. Don't know what it is. Here we go. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, Honey Wahine.
There you go.
What's going on over here?
We got the sandwiches live and direct.
Oh, we got sandwiches. Early.
Earl Kaimaki. This is it.
Okay, live. Here we go.
Yeah.
Haven't done this in a while. We got the jam.
The jam.
One of my favorites, guys.
Oh, jam.
Jam.
I think this is the brisket.
Brisket.
I think.
I love this bacon jam.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's a jam.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Earl Kaimaki. Our number one and first sponsor.
Yes, we have
as well as Pro Camera Hawaii.
Pro Camera Hawaii, we got them.
Yes, indeed. And Pine and Jigger, unofficial.
Pine and Jigger, unofficially making shirts.
Shirt sponsor.
Yeah, so Glenn Medeiros, Friday. He's going to be performing in October. You got to go, bro. Never mind.
He only performs once a month? Or?
Not even once a month. It's like every other so often.
Wow. Does he get paid for this gig?
There's a tip jar. Oh. But he's the president of St. Louis. I don't think he'd give a damn.
Six figures?
Gotta be.
Like 130, you think?
Maybe more. It's a private school.
Private school.
But I was just so taken aback at how nice this guy is for the fact of his career.
Kawhi, that's why.
I think so. Yes. I think you're absolutely right. So like it was like so Sky was gonna give him bottles of wine to thank him,
for all this.
I was like, oh, I'm glad you drink one. And smoking. Like total local guy, you know. And then
next thing he's drunk on the corner.
So I'm like, you sure? Like if you were to drink, I'm cool right now. That's okay. I'm all right.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, so.
Where does he live? Waialua.
Probably. Who knows? Something that's high. Something that you gotta drive up the hill. Portlock, you drive the swirly roads.
Yeah.
What a kind. So there you go.
Wow.
So that was Friday.
That was your Friday.
Saturday, we're gonna end it out with Mayweather McGregor fight.
Oh yeah.
Had the potty. You was at Comic Con.
I was at Comic Con,
bro. So what better thing to do is to put it up on IG Live, bro.
Hey, thank you, Zach.
So I tell you what, anybody that I'm sure everybody, there's a lot of people that put IG Live.
Yeah.
And the IG Live the fight. Yeah. But I'm gonna humbly say, okay, none of them had the commentary that I had on the, I don't even know what you want to call it, the broadcast.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it for commentary. Some reason.
You couldn't hear it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that clear.
Seriously?
So I missed out on your commentary.
Oh. Well, that's a downer.
Yeah, that is a downer. Okay. Thanks for the fight.
How does it look on your end? Because like on my end, it's clear, right? But how does it look
on
yours?
It's okay, but I went between yours and this other girl, Honey Bunch. Some Honey Bunch out there.
Now, who's this now?
Honey Bunch? She's down with the coins and broke mokes.
Oh.
She's one of the homies.
Oh, okay.
Went between your guys two because your guys two was the best.
Oh. I was always wondering what the feed looks like on the other end, if it's clear or what.
No, I mean, the thing is, I went back and forth because it freeze.
Oh.
Because there's just a mass amount of people are on IG Live.
Yeah.
And we're all watching it for the fight.
Yeah.
Because I heard Facebook Live was cock-blocking the feeds.
Oh, that I believe, yeah.
I heard Facebook was
they trademarked
stopping that stuff.
Yeah, shut down all
IG Live, bro, coming through in a clutch.
It's the most freeform thing left.
I watched that. I watched almost every major fight since because of IG Live.
Right. Makes sense.
I was on my phone. It's right on my phone, too. Boom. Right. So as long as some nice person is there to, like, hold it up or even prop it up.
Well, I just had my tripod. I just put the thing right there.
That was awesome.
And then we just had commentary in between the rounds. Everybody talking any kind.
So what did you think?
I thought it was worth it. It was worth getting. It lived up to what we predicted, but it was fine. It was 10 rounds. He lasted 10 rounds. He didn't get knocked down.
Right.
He, as we predicted, he was going to get really excited in the early rounds, which he did. Yeah. Mayweather smiling at him, laughing at him. Like, you know what's going to happen, bro. And then come fifth, sixth round, he got more and more tired.
Mayweather looked like he never got touched. I mean, he did get... The thing is, Mayweather took a couple of his punches.
Yeah.
But I think his punches didn't... I think compared to a boxer's punches,
right,
it didn't faze him.
Right, it landed, but it didn't land.
I think once Mayweather felt a couple of his punches, that's why he smiled. He's like, this is easy.
Exactly.
Because this guy's not gonna hurt me.
Exactly. He threw more punches than Pacquiao did.
Yeah.
But it just, like you said, he didn't get touched.
He's gonna throw more punches. He's like half his age.
Right.
And he's like a top shape MMA fighter, the dude's gonna throw more punches. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know. So people are tripping out on that. Like, who cares? Like,
right. I mean,
he would have knocked the F out if he let it go longer.
Exactly. So both guys, they came out on this.
They came out.
It's fine. Mayweather can be 50-0 officially because I guess McGregor entered this fight as 0-0 boxer.
Oh.
So this is an official boxing
match. No, that was a big thing, right?
That's what they're saying because they announced McGregor with a record of 0-0.
Oh.
So if they announce with his MMA record, then it wouldn't be an official match.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm assuming it's an official, so give him the 50-0. And then that's it. And I gotta say, this is a thing that we don't talk about with Mayweather. Mayweather always has, as much as we talk about this guy being a Yahoo, he always gives great post-fight interviews, which are very very good and very positive.
Right.
You know, he enough respect to MMA. He big up MMA big time.
Yeah.
Big up Conor McGregor as a great athlete. You know, I give it to him. He mentions all the boxers of the past that he only dreams to become. And he plays it well. He's
Is he the greatest?
He's 50-0. What
you
can you say?
Can't take that away, right? I mean, because even like Muhammad and those other guys, they lost to lesser competition.
Yeah.
right? And he never lost.
You got to give it to him, I guess. Because
that's I mean, technically, he is the greatest boxer.
I'm going to have to say, yeah, because he's 50-0. The record says it all.
And someone else posted the Antonio Inoki, Muhammad Ali.
You saw that, right?
On Facebook.
Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
People are like, oh, see, another great boxer did it before. Da, 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 da.
That was waste time.
And I was like, that was really waste time.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
you saw how Inoki was just playing the whole fight on the ground.
That was the funniest heck.
He looked like that guy from Kumite, Bloodsport. That one, that crazy looking, bug looking guy. Remember that guy? The African guy?
Yeah.
So, with that note, let's go. We're going to take a break here.
Okay.
Let's take a break. That's the recap, pretty much. Video is out. So, that means we will come back, and then we have topics to be had.
Topics to be had. We could do a little bit. If you forgot anything on the recap,
of course, yes.
Come back with that. Sleep time's over. Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 5, Episode 9.
H-Town to H-Town, we got love.
We got love for you. There's no, I in Houston. Houston.
Okay.
Sleep time's over. Woo!
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Hey y'all, be sure to check out Earl Kai McKee, located at 1137 11th Avenue, right below the Himalayan Kitchen, next to Hawaiian Irie Jerk. Check out Earl's new menu featuring the Drew, a pastrami sandwich that is the biggest and best sandwich yet. Don't forget other favorites like the turkey jam and avocado toast. All this and many more at Earl Kai McKee, 1137 11th Avenue. Tell them Sleep Time's Over sent ya!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Take it rough. Every day has been the same old thing on my block. You either working or you're slanging cocaine on my block. You had to hustle, cause that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a nut on my block. To hang out was the thing back then. And even when you left out, you came back in to my block from Holloway.
Sleep time's over. Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 5, Episode 9.
From H-Town to H-Town.
From H-Town to H-Town.
There's no I in Honolulu.
Shout out to H-Town. They sang the song,
Knocking the Boots,
Knocking
brah.
The Boots, brah.
That's right.
We're knocking the roots, brah.
We're knocking the roots. We're
Shout
saying...
out to my homie Pablo. He was stationed here.
Yes.
For a minute. Lived around the shop. He's from San Antonio.
Oh,
he
wow.
retired from the military, Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And he currently is out in Houston helping out the survivors, helping out people that are stranded.
Wow.
Great guy, man.
Yeah.
Great guy. So wow. I follow him on Instagram, so he's posting stuff up.
That's great to hear. I mean, and there's a lot of people that I've had to keep up with, too, because I am a Houston Rockets
yes.
fan.
Yes. Yeah, how is that with that?
So it's very weird because I've connected with a lot of people through social media, Rockets fans. I've
right.
been to Houston many, many times. And it's a great town.
Right.
And it's just, it really just, it hit me hard. Because this I think of it as a second city.
Right.
My second home.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because
wow.
I like the people there.
Hi, good people.
The people are nice there. Everybody is very, like, when I go down to Houston, people are welcoming to me. And they're like, always, they trip out, first of all, that I'm from Hawaii and I like the Rockets. Like, wow, that's crazy.
What do you expect?
How are you a Rockets fan? And, you know, so they always ask me that. And then they laugh. And then, when this happened, I reached out to every single one, just trying to be like, you guys all right or what? And so far, everybody's okay.
Oh, that's good.
But it's devastating.
I just seen this clip someone posted of this guy, this Mexican dude drinking a beer. You see that clip?
Mexican dude drinking a beer.
He's basically flooded.
Oh, and he's just hanging out drinking a beer.
He's like he made a jacuzzi. Like he's literally sitting on the curb, but
yes.
the curb is basically like a wading pool.
Oh, okay.
And he's drinking his beer chilling, right?
That's Texas.
And they're speaking in Spanish, so yep. I don't understand what they're saying. Then he throws the beer because he finishes it.
Yep.
Then he runs and he jumps in this puddle. But the puddle is like over chest, like chest.
Right. I'm not surprised,
like,
bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just chilling, like kind of crazy.
No, I mean, because they've maintained their sense of humor throughout this.
Well, you got to,
amazingly.
Man.
Yeah, what you got to. I mean, there was like the one picture, I don't know if you saw, where they're at the market and they're all grabbing coolers. And the only coolers left on the shelves are Dallas Cowboys coolers.
Oh, wow. Because
they're just
wow.
like, I may need a cooler, bro, but I ain't going to take no Cowboys cooler, bro.
That's funny, dude.
So I'm like, that's Texas. And
so what, nobody picked it up?
Nobody picked it up.
Oh, my God.
They just showed it. Fully stocked Cowboys coolers.
No.
Fully stocked, bro. And I got to say,
that's
a lot of
awesome.
And a lot of those guys from Houston, they've actually told me that they listen to the show. So that's what. So really, I gotta, you know, I guess dedicate. You know, we're having fun here, but
yeah.
In all seriousness, you know, hope you guys are all right, and shout out to you guys.
And be safe.
Hope all is well, because yeah. It looks nuts. It's still not over.
Yeah,
it's still going on today. On Wednesday.
It's still raining?
Yeah. Wow. It's still raining. It's just, it's going to go travel.
How big is, where is Houston in Texas?
It's going to be right on the bottom. Like, so you have the coastline, right, where you have Corpus Christi, and right, that goes into Louisiana.
Okay.
It's right on that side of Texas, on the right side, if you're looking at it from the map. Right.
So it's up. So it's up top?
Or it's somewhere? Up top. Yeah, yeah. So you're going up from the bottom of Texas. You got right, the way Texas is shaped, and you're going up toward that way. So it's going up, leading toward Louisiana now.
Oh, wow.
The storm is supposedly going to go all the way up to Washington.
Oh.
It's just going up, upward.
Oh,
it's
crazy.
It's the most bizarre thing. Wow. Global warming, bruh. That's it. Al Gore was
Tasmanian
right.
Tasmanian devil, bruh.
That is.
Sharknado, bruh.
They're coming.
Sharks is in there, bruh.
Call Steve Gunberg, bruh. Call them all up. Ian Ziering. Sharknado 5 was on not too long.
I watched like 5 minutes of it.
They're running out of ideas, bruh.
They basically get every star.
Every like F-list guy you can think
every
of.
Every S-list, a couple A-listers. Yeah. And they just throw them in there and they kill them.
Yep.
And they're like on Sharknado like five, whatever.
It's pretty funny. They had Tony Hawk in there.
That's awesome.
Tony Hawk is like doing ollies and like on the top of the, in Australia. what's that landmark in Australia, that big, the Opera House?
Yeah.
So the Opera House turns into a robot. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see
that. So the Opera House was, they're coming down and the sharks were coming. We have to go into execute plan A or something. They press them and the thing, Opera House turns in the thing. And then it's turns into this big robot, and Tony Hawk comes out ollieing on the thing. So that's Sharknado 5, which is not a topic today. But let's go into, what do you have? Topics of the week. Topics of the week.
Let's see what my homie needs. What you need, my man?
Here we go. We have live.
What church you need? Live sales.
Live sales. Local sales.
What church you need? Yeah, they want extra large. Yes.
There you go.
See, I'm so gonna make this sale.
Local business right here. This is business. So once again, I'm gonna go. I haven't done this in a while, where I comment while local business is being done. See, this is when, you know, when people, they use the phrase, I'll get serious right now with everyone. When people use the phrase support local, okay, it's not only supporting the people around you or your friends. You should be supporting your friends, quite frankly. That I don't understand. Why do people, I probably ranted about this before, but why do people not support their friends? They'll go buy something from some unknown guy over somebody that they know. What's the deal with that? You know? Yeah, see, papers are being. That wasn't paper, that was a bag. He's getting a bag ready to put the item in the bag. That's what you do.
Okay, put them on the bag.
Put them on the bag, not on the glass. You put them on the bag. That is service. You put your items and you give it to a bag. Never mind this plastic bag law, paper bag law, whatever bag law.
Hey, my man here is a Detroit Lions diehard fan.
Ah, there you go. Matt Stafford, highest paid NFL player of all time. Get 90 million guaranteed. Most ever guaranteed money in NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
That is correct, yes. Matt Stafford had a good year last year. Highest paid NFL player, Matt Stafford. So see, we have... There we go, we got that transaction,
see? Let's get my man on here.
There we go.
Real quick. Detroit Lions. I don't know too many Detroit Lions fans. What is the record going to be this year?
There we go, prediction.
10-6.
There you go.
10-6. All right. All right, brother. Thank you.
There we go. 10-6.
10-6.
They had a good season last year.
Matt Stafford did.
They got to the playoffs. They did.
He's the highest paid quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, when you see these kind of contracts, that's out of desperation on these NFL teams, because it's hard to get a quarterback.
What a great time to be a quarterback.
Yes, exactly.
A decent quarterback.
Yes, you get paid.
Think Colt Brennan would have made a team?
His size, though, would be a factor.
Yeah, but he's better than so many scrubs, dude.
True, but then, you know, Colt Brennan does have a thing like called drug problem.
Yeah,
so
yeah, okay. There you go. Hey. Anyway.
Okay, so the business is done. Okay, so now.
Thank you, guys.
Never mind Sharknado. Let's go to topics of the week.
Topics of the week.
You have something, or want me to throw something at you?
I got something right here, bro. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, this is, okay. I know a lot of people hate Donald Trump. And recently he said, like, some dumb things about whole race things and stuff. All right, any kind.
Yes.
Any kind. But you got to believe that humanity will rule over everything, right?
I hope so.
Even though we have differences in color, creed, beliefs, political party.
That's right.
So Trump went down to Houston to go show his support, right?
Yeah.
You know what presidents do? They go and do the assessment.
Go there and they look
walk
concerned.
Around, wave the hand, look sad, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
They don't pick up anything. They don't
right.
clean anything, right? That's just how it goes. So Trump's doing that. But guess what people choose to do?
What they did?
Protest. People are protesting.
While this thing's going on.
While this tragedy's going on. So he's there doing his presidential thing.
Right.
Shaking hands, kissing baby. Hey, you okay? You know, like.
How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, it's good. Okay.
That's great.
You know, doing that. Doing what he has to do, right?
Yes.
As a president. You like him or not? I don't. But don't be making signs and protesting.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. I just.
There's a bigger problem at hand here. Yeah.
People trapped in houses for days on end.
Right.
Flooding. Homelessness.
That's the least of your
problems. The rats is coming to come out pretty soon.
That's right.
All the freaking animals can go have a field day.
Ratatouille is going to come out.
Yeah, come out and make the kind stew. But I'm just saying, people, are we that dumb to decide to protest against Donald Trump while a huge crisis just happened and is happening?
Not the best of timing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's not the time.
It comes down to lack of common sense. This is just lack of common sense. You got other things to do with, like your
and
home
guess
and your life.
The majority of those guys was, bro. Young Howleys, bro. All the young Howleys.
Entitlement, bro.
Entitlement. Well, they interviewed somebody, I heard on the news,
on
radio, AM radio, which you listen to. And the lady was there. So she was thanking Donald Trump. She's neither a supporter nor.
Exactly.
Yes. She thanked the president. If the president's in front of you.
I'm just going to say thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming down.
Regardless of our differences.
She said a majority of them was the young college students protesting race, protesting sexuality.
You donkeys.
I'm like, okay, that's fine, but can you do that?
No, I know what you're saying, yes.
I just like, are we that dumb?
Wrong time and place.
People that just like.
How about we take care of saving people's lives first?
How about you get that piece of paper? And that long stick, and you go fish out some people over there.
There you go. Why do you have time to make a sign? You got people evacuating and going to shelters. What?
And why isn't your ass at the shelter?
Right. Shouldn't you be at the shelter?
What are you doing?
Yep.
Yelling at the president.
I get you.
Saving energy.
Yeah, that's big waste time.
Anyway, that's just.
Big waste time. Yeah.
Take time. That's a major waste of time. So people, your brain.
Just use
good
common
Lord.
Sense.
I don't know if that common sense isn't
so
common.
No, correct.
There you go.
Common sense.
Anyway, moving on.
To common. Okay.
Get off that mic. Off
all
my
right,
chest.
All right. Let's get a lighthearted one in. Let's throw that one out there because we got some heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Rainbow Drive-In.
Oh.
Everyone's favorite, longtime close personal friend.
Terrible, bro. Gravy changed everything.
It changed. It became a tourist spot of hell. Well, they're opening a second location.
So I heard.
In the heart of the soul of. Kalihi, brah.
Brah, the Filipinos is going crazy right now.
No,
Bolo knives coming out.
Yeah.
Butterfly knives coming out.
Will Rainbow?
Fighting chickens is coming out.
Will it survive in Kalihi with all the other competition? What is Rainbow Drive-In's agenda for opening in Kalihi? Why, if you're Rainbow Drive-In, open in Kalihi? What is the reason?
They like battle Richie's and Diners, brah.
They're not going to win, brah.
Richie's going to go over there with the mafia, brah. The Filipino mafia over
cut
there.
Cut the cord. Cut the power.
Cut the power, brah. You pay up every month. Six grand.
Put glue in the doorknob. Yeah. You cannot put the key inside.
Rainbows. Mm-hmm. Ah. I don't know what they're thinking. But what's funny is that they said they're moving there, right?
Yeah.
In the news, about a few days ago, they said they're going to start developing Kalihi.
Yeah, so that's what's been my lead into that. Okay, so
and
I've
done said that in a podcast before, that Kalihi will be the next Kakaako.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense. Someone said, hey, what about Evil? I was like, yeah, they're just going to jump over Evil. They're going to
leave
him.
They're going to leave him
dirty.
They're going to leave IHS over there, bro.
Yeah.
But yes.
So Kalihi's the next. So maybe Rainbows is positioning themselves
to get in there quickly.
For that quickly. Yeah.
Because the plan is they're going to move OCCC. Tear down OCCC.
Where's OCCC going to be now?
I don't know. But the plan is they're going to move it to another location.
Kahala.
Use that area. Put them in Kahala. Good with the Chinese.
The Chinese,
they
bro.
They can deal with them. And then they're going to make that high-rise condo retail multiplex in that land of OCCC.
Oh, see. And there it begins, people.
They'll bring Gems back, bro. Gems is coming back.
It's going to be Gems.
Super Gems.
Holiday Mart Super Gems.
Super Gems is coming.
Gonna be there.
Holiday Mart Diners.
Robin's going to be there. Selling the Jordans. Bro.
Columbia Inn going to be over there. Flamingo Chuck Wagon going to be over there.
Casey's Driving.
It's going to be called an Ode to Hawaii. It's going to be all the old places.
I wish they did that.
That actually would be interesting. Wisteria going to be there.
Ritz going to be there.
Wow. Doy Richards, Cook Street, gonna be there.
Burgerland gonna be there.
Burgerland could be there.
Right, yeah. Next to Rainbows. Effie Rainbows.
Yes, that could be. So, will that work? That means they're gonna have to push these people out.
Well, the thing is, Rainbows gonna be there, but nobody cares about Rainbows anymore.
That's the thing.
Tourists care about Rainbows.
So,
like the Cocoa Trail. Nobody cared about that back in the day.
Yeah.
But now the tourists care about it.
So it'll be constructed at the corner of North School Street and Hufftailing.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Once the in the building once used house Cam Bakery. Oh. That area.
Okay.
So it's going to be the same menu and...
Oh, it's going to be Upper Klee, kind of a Kapalama then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that could work over there. Okay, I get it.
That might work, yeah. So they're going to make it more like drive-in style.
That's where Mitsu Ken's used to be.
Yeah.
I think exactly. Mitsuba's is still there. Mitsu Ken's moved to the edge of Klee next to the bank.
Yeah, so there you go with that.
I don't know. Rainbow what happens, Rainbows?
Boneless chicken, bro.
But this stuff used to be good, bro.
Used to be good.
The gravy sucks. Everything tastes healthy.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being healthy, but just if you're going to eat at a plate lunch place,
you know what you're getting yourself
yes,
into.
Yes, that's the point. Yeah. I'm not going to go to In-N-Out Burger and ask for the healthiest burger.
Yeah, you have something with lettuce only.
Oh, can I get only lettuce and tomatoes?
You go.
You're going because you're going to eat fatty, yes,
if you
gross
don't,
food.
Don't go there. If you don't want to eat fatty food, yeah, don't go there.
That's
don't,
why you know, when they change, they try to make their gravy more healthy.
Yeah.
Screw it up.
Because you know why they did that? Because they have the influx of all those holiday tourists coming in there. Yeah. And they're probably like, this is very heavy. Can you make something lighter? Shut up.
Maybe we can add more flour.
You can do something non-GMO and gluten-free. Say what? What you say? You know, it's a little heavy. Shut up, all you guys. That's why.
Yeah. Rainbows. Exactly why. Rainbows. Lose money, right. Rainbows. Right. You gotta convince me.
That's it.
Not like you're gonna find us out and chase me down and convince me.
Yeah, not
me,
listening to this.
Richie's for life, baby.
Richie's all the way. What you got next?
Let's see. Let's just pull it up.
There you go.
Here we go. Rail project back again.
Oh.
$500 million down, baby.
Waste time.
$500 million we need time to finish this thing.
Waste.
And I seen a commercial, and they had the audacity to make an effing commercial saying, oh, we need your money and support so we can finish this rail to go all the way to Ala Moana. Bruh.
Waste.
I'm tired already. Figure it out.
More money.
Tax hotels, tax the tourists. Easy. And like we said, offshore gambling, legalized marijuana.
You got to go that route.
And then he's down with the prostitution.
No, he's down with the prostitution. I'm going to tell you something right now, okay? I'm telling you, it'll work. It will work. You're going to take a industry that is always to be on the take, that always supposed to be an illegal industry, and you're going to regulate that. You're going to clean up a lot of stuff.
Tax them all. Tax the punani.
And then you can get all those weirdos that are all doing all that illegal kind of stuff, that trafficking garbage, you can get those guys. You can finally go after them.
That's kind of true, man. Like, I never thought about that.
Because that's the thing I'm saying, yeah, too.
The trafficking is... I don't agree with it's prostitution.
Of course.
But, you know, it's a weird thing, right? The women got to agree. Whatever. But the trafficking thing,
Exactly. So then you tax them. Guess what they're going to do? Your feds going to come right in, then they can find all these guys and shut these guys down.
That's true.
That's the thing.
Because we know people back in the day, right? Stealing the passports from the Japanese.
Yes.
And they making the chicks do it on any kind.
Exactly. You can regulate that and shut that down. That needs to be shut down.
So Hawaii.
Double-edged sword. You can take that.
Double-edged sword, yeah.
Get the lottery in here.
Oof. Lottery. Dude,
the lottery.
Simple things you could do and it will not cause crime.
No.
Lottery and offshore gambling.
Yes. That's all you gotta do.
Or just the lottery.
Just the lottery. That's gonna make money.
Just the lottery. Like,
people gonna all try.
Yeah, everybody gonna try.
From Klee to Kapalama.
And the crazy part is, when somebody wins, hopefully it's local because it's gonna spend the money in here anyway. Right?
Correct. Waste time.
So anyway. That's okay. Cool. Waste time.
All right.
I did two waste times, but we took a little time.
But they were good waste time. Okay. LeVar Ball.
Oh,
let's go right into
man.
It. LeVar Ball.
My man.
He's got a show on Facebook. His show is on. Ball and the Family.
I love him.
Reality show. They were filming here in July.
Oh, that's why they're here.
They were here filming for their reality show. Reality show's coming up. Will you watch?
Yes.
Ball and the Family. Yes.
LeVar Ball. I am a big fan of LeVar Ball.
Yes.
I'm not a hater. Was a hater. Initially, not a hater, but I was one of those guys that was like, hey,
what is this guy doing?
Yeah, what is Yahoo doing? But when I got to realize and see the back schemes of everything,
yep,
smart man. Kind of like Conor McGregor.
Correct.
From nobody to somebody in like correct. 5 years.
Right.
McGregor was nobody 5 years ago.
Right.
He worked his way up his ranks. He had his plan. Now he's a multimillionaire.
Yes.
The Ball family had a plan. Because if they didn't have a plan, the kids would have revolted already.
Bottom line with this guy, none of his kids got in trouble. None of his kids got to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
They're intelligent, yeah. Young, good kids.
Yeah.
He is a devoted father.
Right.
He's a devoted husband.
Yes.
Because if you guys don't know out there, the wife had a stroke.
Exactly.
She can't talk.
Yeah.
He is rehabbing with her, and it's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad, yeah. They don't talk about that much.
They don't talk about it. They're probably going to feature that in the show, yeah. But... he is with her, by her side, right. Not even with all of this going on with her sons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is still taking care of the wife.
Yep, yep.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
They're teaching the kids in the neighborhood.
Right. Granted, he's a soccer mom guy. Okay, we got it. Yeah. But bottom line, he's a devoted father.
Yeah.
He didn't run away from his kids or putting his kids down. He's a devoted husband.
Yeah.
Who didn't run away from the, you know, go doing any kind of whores. he's a guy.
He's a savvy businessman. Talker.
Yes. He says outrageous stuff, but you know what?
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
That's part of it, right?
It's part of his shtick, like we said. It's correct. Part of his playing the game.
Yes, correct.
And he's mastering the game like McGregor did, and they are reaping the benefits of it.
Correct. That is it.
So, you know what I mean? I will watch that show.
I will watch it as well.
I wish I could have met them.
Yeah, too bad. I mean, they were near. They were near.
Yeah, I know, I heard. Yeah. Did he visit Truist at all? No.
Oh, I don't. He would have posted that up, definitely. Yeah, sure. But yeah, they were in town. So, what else you got?
I did have a little something to say last show, but we didn't do it. The microphone is down. Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
10 of those dudes decided to take the knee, right?
Yeah.
Not this past game, they all stood.
Yeah.
But the last game, they took the knee as a group.
Yeah.
I think that's waste time.
Why is that?
Because where were you when Colin Kaepernick first did it?
Oh, you're just saying the aftermath of
the
all
that? Aftermath.
Well, it's still going on. All these guys are doing
it. That's what I mean. It's like nobody did it. When he did it, his one homie was with him. You know what I mean? Second time, I think it was.
Yes.
And then, you know, now it's like hype. You know what I mean? It's the hype beast. It's the
supreme.
The cool thing. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's the trendy thing.
It's a trendy thing. Okay, now I'm going to stand.
Right.
But you never took the stance when he did it at the beginning.
Right.
And you're already signed to a contract already.
Right.
So you're not jeopardizing your
right.
Your anything. He put himself on the line. Money, fame, profile.
Yeah, everybody's just everything. Bandwagon.
Yeah.
It's a bandwagon.
Oh, these guys bandwagon and they did it as a group. That's so
right, weak. It's a bandwagon thing, yes.
Oh, let's all do it. Well, nah.
I pose this to you then. Why is it only football that they're doing this? Why is this not happening in baseball or in the NBA? Why is that the case? Why is it only football that you have this kneeling going? The national anthem's played for all of these other sports. Only football is the one.
That's a very good question.
Why?
I would say...
I mean, in the NBA, we've seen things where the teams come together and they all like form a circle right. And they do the hug thing. But no one has like only a few players sat.
I mean, that does not, Abdul Roof, maybe.
That was back in the day, But
Olajuwon, he would fast in Ramadan.
Well, yeah, but he still stood up.
Well, he still stood up.
I mean, he's hungry.
He's hungry for a week.
I want to eat, but yeah. So I'm just saying, like, why in the NFL is such a prominent thing? I mean,
maybe, I think only because Kaepernick did it, that's why.
And it just gained that.
He just gained that notoriety, yeah. And he constantly pushes those buttons on people. And it sucked because if he was good, this wouldn't be as bad.
Correct.
If he was winning.
It all comes down to winning.
It wouldn't be as bad.
Exactly right.
You know what I mean? Like, Tom Brady shuts everybody up every year.
Yes.
And they have to go down to the minuscule of airing the ball.
Right.
Or randomest things to try and bring the dude down.
Right.
But he's catching W's every single time.
Still wins.
Making money. Yeah. Hot wife. Yeah. Even a hot ex-wife.
Yeah.
Like, wins Super Bowls.
All the women are
high. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they try to bring him down, but they can't. But then Kaepernick just so happens he did that knee thing when he sucked. And, like, damn, dude, it sucks for him. You know what I mean?
And I still think he's a good guy. He has nothing to do with him as a person. No, he's donated millions
of dollars
to all these charities. I mean, that's not the point. It's just
right. The
bandwagon is there.
I don't know why other sports don't really take it. I think, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it's a job.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I don't think Kaepernick, you need to like really differentiate like your stance with your personal, believes.
Right.
And the fact that you are on the payroll for somebody.
Yeah.
So when you violate those things to some extent.
That's the only thing I can...
Like when Howard Stern, I think when Howard Stern started saying no wearing the ghetto clothes, you know?
Yeah.
Start wearing the fitties and like start wearing like the jerseys. You know, when they come into the arena. It was Howard Stern that banned it, remember? So you got to start wearing like, you know, like suits. You know?
Oh, David Stern.
David Stern.
Oh, okay.
Not Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. Got it. I was like, Howard Stern telling these guys what to do? Okay.
Like when he did that, right? Like there was a backlash. But guess what? He upped the profile of the NBA.
No, exactly. It comes down to common sense again. It's just... You have marketing. You're an entity. You're a corporate entity. As much as we all don't like corporate stuff, that's what it is. You can't be walking around like Iverson looking like you just got up.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Right.
You're representing a company. So that's why. So I don't see no problem with that. Plus, people, they look good. Dress up. What's wrong with that?
Dress them up.
Everybody's all dressed up. You don't dress up like Westbrook or those yahoos that wearing blouses and purses and whatever. Yeah,
too.
That's something else. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just saying I don't know why I think other sports... They learned from Kaepernick. Maybe somebody wanted to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then they thought, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to learn from Kaepernick, and I'm going to do my protest in a different way, you know?
Yeah. They're much more aware.
They're aware. I mean, Kaepernick was a groundbreaker. But there's other athletes throughout the years that's done. It's just that in this day and age of social media and the tension between races and political parties, Kaepernick is the escape
hole. Yes. You know? Very good, very
good. Just sign the dude. He can still sling the ball and run.
I'm just shocked that no one... It's got to be something with the ownerships
of
these teams
and
all these weirdos.
Seattle should sign him, seriously.
That would work. All right, finally, just something we didn't totally cover because we were talking about MMA last week was the big Cavs-Celtics trade.
Oh, yeah.
That happened.
Right.
Now, in case anybody doesn't know this, a couple weeks ago, Kyrie Irving was sent to Boston for Isaiah Thomas.
Yes.
Jay Crowder.
Yes.
And also a pick, one of their first round picks. Isaiah Thomas took his physical.
Yeah.
And he got he didn't pass his physical.
Right.
When you don't pass your physical, the trade is vetoed.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now everybody's scrambling and panicking out what they're going to do. Cleveland don't know what to do now. Boston's saying that we'll keep the trade going. Well, Cleveland said they'll keep the trade going, but you got to give us some more back.
Wow.
So they were saying they wanted like Jason Tatum. They wanted Jaylen Brown.
His hips, right, is a big thing.
Yes,
right?
And he injured it in the playoffs. He's still hurt. Oof. When you don't pass a physical, that's usually a sign that how much more you got left.
Yeah.
So the last time this happened, and ironically, I didn't plan this, but the last time this happened was Robert Horry, whose shirt I'm wearing, was traded to Detroit in 1995.
Oh, he's still in his prime.
For Sean Elliott.
Oh, Sean Elliott, nice.
Sean Elliott did not pass his physical.
Oh.
They sent everybody back.
Wow.
Robert Horry was pissed.
So
why you trade me for?
Yeah.
They won the title that year.
Wow.
Because Horry just was lights out balling.
Wait, Horry from Houston.
Horry from Houston.
Was going to go to Detroit.
For Sean Elliott.
For Sean Elliott.
Pull the trade on that. And they traded and they agreed. But the physical, Sean Elliott did not pass the physical.
Wow. And that's when...
And then they sent him back. And then right there, Horry came back to Houston pissed off. Like, why are you trading me for, you jackass?
And then, boom.
Yes.
Title.
And they won the title.
Wow, I did not know that.
So, in essence, these voided trades aren't usually that... It cannot be a bad thing.
Right.
So, what do you think of this whole fiasco? If this does not go down, where do you send Kyrie Irving? Because they clearly want to get rid of him.
Man, clearly out. That's a hard one because he clearly wants to get out of the team. Then you gotta worry about loyalty, about playing hard, about like effort. And then you have what's his name over there? It's 5'8".
He's
carrying the team on his back.
So
he's still injured. So
you're gonna have to get something. You have to get draft picks or something if you're gonna keep it the trade.
Well, the thing is, there's a trade, so that means is both sides disgruntled now, knowing that their team wants to trade him.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you send him back, it's going to be very awkward.
So Isaiah's like, yo, you wanted to trade me for him? And then he's like, you want to trade me for him? So
yeah, it's an awkward situation.
Yeah, it is awkward.
You're going to have to keep it. Keep the trade going and just ask for more stuff.
What are they going to ask for then?
You have to ask for draft picks. That's the only thing they got left.
Yeah, because Celtics got draft picks.
They got a lot of them. So that's the only thing they can do. Or another team that I just read that was going to be in the mix in case it didn't go through was Milwaukee, which I think would work.
The Bucks.
Milwaukee has that guy Brogdon, who is a rookie of the year.
Yes, and they have
Chris Middleton. They have Antetokounmpo.
I was about to say that.
Giannis. So you put him with Kyrie.
Wow,
yeah, that'll work.
Dude.
But so that's also gonna happen. But that's still up in the air. Everything's all up in the air with that. So there you go with that one. And then...
they're screwed.
They potentially are. Yes. And then finally, I have this one for you. I want to get your thoughts on
this. All right,
here
we go.
Have you ever shopped at Whole Foods?
I've been there a few times. Had some lunch. Bought some no GMO hippie...
edamame. Yeah, okay. Edamame, yeah. Are you an Amazon Prime member?
The wifey is an Amazon Prime member.
Okay, well, I have news for you.
Oh, news is good.
As you know, Amazon bought Whole Foods.
I've heard, yeah.
And as of this past Monday, they have worked a deal where they're lowering the prices of the items in Whole Foods.
Whoa.
So all of the prices are going down. The items, like literally like eggs and meat and stuff.
Big summer blowout.
Because everybody knows Whole Foods would be an expensive place, right? It's always packed though. I don't know why.
Right.
But it's an expensive place.
Kahala and Kailua, bro.
The Chinese, the Hawaiians, everybody in yoga pants, this pants, that yoga pants.
Everybody can make hammer pants pretty much.
Hammer pants, bending over, touching the ground, and then touching the eggs. But the prices...
which eggs?
The
eggets.
There you go. Supposedly, all the prices have gone down as of Monday.
So wait, why did they make the prices lower?
Because Amazon is that powerful. Because they have the shipping capability. They have the distribution capability.
Why would they want to do that for?
Because they want to make Whole Foods an affordable place so then they can just make it bigger.
So they're going to make them like Times.
Yeah. So that's why all these other markets are scrambling right now. Because all their markets are stock is dropping big time. Costco's in trouble. Safeway in trouble.
Wow.
Because...
so you're telling me I can get my free-range GMO eggs for cheap now?
Yes. Yes.
So you're telling me I can go talk to the cute cash register girl with the Viking under her arm?
Yes. You are correct, sir. Yes, in yoga pants.
See, telling me.
Smell like bologna.
I go look for the all-natural Himalayan soap bar that to make me feel better.
That's not going to make you smell better. Yep.
Smell better. I get the
crystal rock.
The crystal rock.
Yeah, that waste time. Number one waste time thing at Whole Foods, crystal rock. Anybody that knows what I'm talking about, bruh, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
that
about.
That is the thing, waste time. That does not make you smell anything.
I think someone like gave me one and I tried it and I didn't understand.
Nothing happens. Nothing happened. It's just wet.
I don't understand.
It's a bunch of wet. That's all it is.
You look like you're sweating, but I'm not even sweating.
Exactly. So that's what's in store for you all. Yeah. If you go to Whole Foods, it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
The Crystal Rock is cheaper, so go buy it.
Chinese Beverly Hills.
Yeah, two for $2.
Hawaii, Orange County over there. Yeah. Where else is Whole Foods?
Kailua.
Kailua, Kahala.
Is that so, it? So, Kailua, there's only two.
Oh, no, wait. And Kapolei, right?
There's a Whole Foods in Kapolei?
Yeah, Whole Foods in Kapolei.
There's a Down to Earth in
Kapolei. Down to Earth. Okay, my bad.
Oh, but Whole Foods is going to open by Ward. Behind the theater.
That makes sense.
Behind the theater is going to open
like,
the third one.
That's like in between Kailua and Kahala.
Yeah.
Makes sense, brother. So they can drive there, the kind.
They can just drive.
What is that called? The little cars that they drive.
The little cars?
The Fiats or something.
Yep, because they're all driving the little Fiats and they want electric cars.
Electric cars.
Save the environment.
So you make a pit stop. Go from Kahala to Ward, charge them up, get some free range eggs.
Do you have a plug?
And then go to Kailua, go beach. After that, we get the asparagus poke.
Wow. Wow.
Is this fish caught locally or is it Alaska?
How clean is this? Are you clean? Who's clean? You have a crystal rock? Okay, great.
All right.
And that's going to do it.
Is that it for this next
that's
segment?
That's topics for the week.
Sleep time's over. Whole Foods edition.
Oh.
Season 5, episode 9.
From H-Town to H-Town.
Yay!
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Houston, pack the gap a lot.
Uh-huh.
Houston, pack the gap a lot.
Uh-huh.
Houston, pack the gap a lot, pack the gap a lot,
uh-huh.
Pack the gap a lot,
uh-huh.
Houston, pack the gap a lot,
uh-huh.
Houston, pack the gap a lot,
uh-huh.
Houston, pack the gap a lot, pack the gap a lot,
uh-huh.
Pack the gap a lot,
uh-huh. I'm from Houston, Texas, where they rap a lot, pack the strap a lot, grind in the trap a lot, hoes try to cap a lot, but real players get chose, cause they can't resist the candy doughs and the foes, all the diamonds and our goals, H-Time stunners.
Sleep time's over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, woo, season 5, episode 9.
From H-Town to H-Town.
H-Town to H-Town.
That's right. That. That either look you flicking somebody off weirdly, or you're making clown face, or you're just being like the kind.
Ooh.
Oh, you're
playing the kind. The paper, do you remember that? The paper football.
Oh, the
Favorite football you made?
The thing, yes, yes.
You close your eyes, like you poke your eye.
Oh, all you YouTube viewers, aren't you loving this, huh?
Hey!
Please come, you know, you guys out there, you know, check out the YouTube channel, because you can see Kavit making all kind of hand gestures right now.
So we do. We don't dab.
Yeah.
If you're over 30, you don't dab.
Yes.
Diamond cut.
You diamond cut?
Or suck it.
Or you could, yeah, well, I won't, but I won't suck it, but.
And diamond cut.
Hey, diamond cut. It's not the Rock Nation, it's Diamond Cutter, bro.
Yeah, Diamond Ryan Rock Nation. That's not Illuminati. Anyway.
Okay, well.
So we're doing a little, we're turning audible here.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to do some album reviews.
Yes, we're going to do album reviews and so then.
We're going to do Dave East.
Yes.
From the East Coast, ironically.
Yes, his first album on Def Jam.
And then we're going to do Action Bronson.
Yeah, we're going to save that for next episode.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that, you know, this is our special, you know, Love for Houston episode. Let's bring back to a Mount Rushmore. We haven't done one in a while.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore of Houston sports legends.
Woo! Here we go. For you, it should be no problem.
This is I don't want to.
This is like a can spit off like 50.
This is there's a lot of them.
Can you name like?
Here we go.
The first okay, so the first title for Houston Rockets, right?
Correct.
With the Twin Towers, right?
No.
What do they call themselves? The Dream Team or what?
Clutch City.
Okay. Can you name the whole team?
Yeah.
Again? Okay, here we go. Let's go. Let's see. All
right, let's go. Here we go.
Starting five. Here we go. What year is this?
1993-94.
All right, here we go. What's the team?
You're starting small forward, Robert Horry.
Ah, oh, there we go.
At power forward, Otis Thorpe.
Oh,
OT.
Wow. Hey.
At point guard, he is not the Jet. He is just Kenny Smith.
Oh, wow.
He was never the Jet, okay? Jason Terry's the Jet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At shooting guard, Mad Max Vernon
Maxwell.
And at center, from Africa, Nigeria, sorry. Hakeem Olajuwon at center. There you go.
Wow, with the bench.
Get a bench. You got 6'10".
Oh, what?
Howley guy, can shoot threes. He's the color commentator for the Rockets broadcast to this day.
Wow.
Matt Bullard.
Oh, wow.
Is there.
Wow.
The original stretch four, Matt Bullard. Then you have backup, small four, Carl Herrera.
Wow.
Who had a career in San Antonio.
Yes, I remember
after.
That.
And then the man who was known for the kiss of death, Mario Elie.
Wow.
Off the bench, bruh.
Mario Elie was on the team.
He was on the team, bruh. And then we keep it going with the center of all centers. This guy, he played till he was 90 years old. Charles Jones, bruh.
Wow.
He was there. Old man Jones. He never do nothing. He just took up space.
Is that the team right there?
That was like nine. Oh. What were we, 10 guys? How many guys did I name off?
How many guys
nine.
You did nine.
Nine, okay. Another wing. Mr. Chucky Brown was there,
Chucky
bro.
Brown.
We're at 10? 10 guys?
Yeah, 10 guys.
Okay, 10 guys. Okay.
You're good, dude.
And then, we got a bombshell to drop right
there
here.
You go.
The man who's formerly the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow.
Now the coach of the Washington Wizards.
Hey.
Scotty Brooks, bro.
Wow.
Scott Brooks.
Scott Brooks was on that team?
He was on the team. Point guard, little Scott Brooks.
Wow, he played.
He was
on
there,
that bro. Team?
He was there. Wow. He was jumping up and down.
Did he play?
Yeah, he played.
Wow.
And then, last but not least.
Oh, here we go. 12.
Everyone's favorite alien.
Oh.
Rookie came in.
Was a rookie?
That year.
Okay.
Mr. Sam Cassell,
hey.
Bro.
Sam
Cassell.
Sam Cassell, bro.
I don't care what you look like, bro. You good in my book, bro.
He won titles.
He's clutch.
He won titles,
He
bro.
Won a title with the Celtics with Garnett Pearson.
That's
he was there.
Right.
That was his last year in the league. He was there. He got.
So he won three titles?
He won two in Houston. He won somewhere else.
Sam Cassell
he wasn't won. He wasn't with the Lakers. He never was on the Lakers. He's been on many teams.
But he won three.
I'm going to say three.
Okay.
Just to be on the safe side, I'll just say three. Because he did win in Boston. That was in 2008. He played from 93 to 2008.
Wow. Shout out to Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell. Who's a coach, prominent coach now.
I don't care what people say. What do you look like?
Never mind.
Ball. Anyway.
Here we go.
So, man, that was amazing.
Whew. That was on the...
I mean, I don't know
if
he's do that. Could Wando do that?
I don't know. He knows who these players are, though.
He knows who they are.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're getting to the Mount Rushmore of Houston athletes.
Here we go.
Okay, since I had to do a little research quick fast while we're on our break.
Yes.
So I'm going to go down my list.
Let's go with your list, yes.
My reasoning might not be as great or as prominent as Zach's, but here we go. First up to bat, Robert Horry, bro.
That's right.
That guy's clutch, and I learned something new about Robert Horry.
Oh, yes.
Zach
Morris. The trade, yeah.
He's supposed to get traded to Detroit for
Sean Elliott.
Sean Elliott.
Yes.
What? So Sean Elliott came from San Antonio.
Yeah.
To go to Detroit.
Yeah.
Right? Did he end up going back to San Antonio later?
He ended up back in San Antonio later, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, Zach told me that they were supposed to get traded, but it got voided. Boom. That year, they won, and Jorge was clutch.
Yeah, and he's always been clutch.
Always been clutch.
Big shot Bob.
Even with the Lakers, right?
Yeah. Oh, he was the one, a pivotal role for the Lakers. They got three titles.
How many titles does he have?
He's got two with San. He's got two with the Rockets.
Right.
He's got three with the Lakers.
Right. So five.
He's got with San Antonio.
Six.
I think he's got. Oh.
Does he have more than Jordan? He does, right?
Oh, I think he does.
He has seven titles.
I think he's got seven.
Shout out to Robert Horry. And that is why he's one of the greatest Houston athletes.
He's the most clutch player of all time.
Of all time, yeah.
Better than Ray Allen, hands down. Because you need him to do a three, he'll make it.
Yeah, sure.
And he's ice cold in the veins.
Better than Reggie Miller?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Reggie Miller had probably one of the most momentous.
Yes, he's another one, good one.
Like 9 points in 2 seconds or some crazy.
Right. Ridiculous. I got to give it to Horry because he's got the titles. Reggie Miller doesn't have a title.
Yeah, sad, man. And Reggie Miller did that at the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
Which didn't mean anything.
Yes.
Anyway, moving along.
Okay, we got.
I'm going to go check. Let's keep going through my final four.
Yeah, go over here. Yeah.
Is yours your number one African in mind?
There we go.
Nigerian. Olajuwon.
There we go.
Team Dream. Olajuwon.
That's right.
Face the East, brother. Face the East.
That's right.
Brand Nubian said.
Face the East, yes.
Move on, black man, move on.
Correct.
Shout out to Brand Nubian. We listen to a lot of Brand Nubian.
You listen to Brand Nubian lately?
Yeah, I don't know why. Brand Nubian, Diamond D.
Well, connected, segue well with, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's right.
So what college did he go to?
University of Houston.
There you go. So that's why even more he's a legend in Houston.
Same with Clyde Drexler.
Oh, there you go. Yep, they were called.
Phi Slamma Jamma.
Phi Slamma Jamma.
That's right.
But I didn't put Clyde because I liked him when he was with the Portland Trailblazers.
He was at his prime with the Trailblazers, yes.
And he had a couple good years with Houston Rockets.
He got them the title for the back-to-back.
Right.
He was a mid-season trade. Otis Thorpe for Clyde Drexler.
Right, right.
And that was what got them the title in 95. But yeah.
See, and that's why we're doing Houston, because I got the encyclopedia right here.
I just
say words and then he can just.
It's just an ironic twist that just this tragedy.
A tragedy twist.
A devastating tragedy. And this is a team that I've followed since I was a kid.
Right. So and here we go. Next one up. The Flame ball up. Played till his 40, I think he was like 45 maybe.
Yeah, he played till a while.
For a numerous amount of teams.
Yeah.
For the Mets.
For the Angels.
For the Angels.
Yeah. Our team.
But we're going to take him for the Houston.
Houston Astros.
Astros. Nolan Ryan, baby.
Yeah, I like that.
I think he still has the most no-hitters. I could be wrong.
Oh, that's a good
question.
At one
point he did have.
He did, yes.
Yeah. So shout out to Nolan Ryan.
He is a management now.
I think he's like the first guy to get a no-hitter in his 40 or something.
Yes, that is correct.
I don't know how I know this information.
That is correct. That's good. I bet he's one of the owners with the Texas Rangers right now.
And wasn't he trying to be an owner for something else as well? You're trying to put together. I could have been.
Oh, there was talk of him trying to buy the Rockets.
Yes.
Yet another person trying to put together people. You
know. Him and Beyonce. It's Solange.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Nolan Ryan. I love Nolan Ryan because when we were kids collecting baseball cards, everybody wanted his card.
Yes.
I don't know if they're worth anything now.
That's true.
But shout out to Nolan Ryan.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And last, I have a tie.
Oh.
Between.
Okay.
Yao.
Yes.
And Carl Lewis, baby.
Wow. What a tie.
Two Olympians, I could think, right?
What a tie, yes. What a tie.
Yeah. So Yao, because he's like Chinese.
that was your reasoning for this? As a salute to the Chinese people, which there are a lot of in Houston.
There are
Chinese people in Houston, yes.
Wow.
Houston Rockets, number one team in China. That's the number one team.
Is it because of Yao?
Yes.
Wow.
Yao's a big deal.
So why don't
literally.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. It's a good call there.
So, shout out to Yao. I mean, he didn't win any titles, but he was very dominant. Did they ever come close with Yao?
They always had injuries. The closest
he came. Well, he played with Tracy McGrady, right?
Yeah, and they were always never on the court together. They always were injured.
Damn.
Either one was injured.
That could have been great.
That was a very sad time in my life.
Right, because you always came close.
It was always. And then when they took the Lakers to seven games.
Right.
With Ron Artest.
Oh,
he was on our team. Aaron Brooks.
Oh, Aaron Brooks out of Oregon.
Despite not having McGrady and then not having Yao, we took him to seven games.
Wow.
We took the Lakers, full blast Lakers. They didn't have any injuries. They took him to seven games.
Wow.
That was the Gasol era
right,
for Lakers. Yeah.
Wow.
But it was very sad. It was very sad what happened to Yao because he had to
retire. He was on the bench.
No, he had foot problems. He had a broken foot. He's always had foot injuries because he always would, because he's such a good guy, he always plays for the Chinese national team during the offseason.
Okay.
So they ran him into the ground. He's 7'6". You can't be running this guy in the ground and you're going to have foot problems. And that's what became. So he couldn't.
Oh, they probably held his family hostage or something.
Not too soon, but too soon. Wow.
I mean, he was the best player in China.
But I mean, that was really what did him in. It's just he never had time to rest.
Carl Lewis, because he is Olympian and he is the most awesome singer of the national.
Yes, anthem. Correct. The greatest national anthem of all time.
The greatest.
Oh, we gotta put that up. We gotta put that up.
The national anthem, which I might have watched. Yeah. A million times.
The funniest
and laughed of a all million times.
Time. You got to watch the Sports Center one, though, where they cut to Sports Center. Sports Center shows it.
Okay.
And then when they cut back to the anchors, they're just busting out laughing, cracking up. It was like back in the day guys, too. It was like the guys that we remember. What were their names? But you can find that. You get rest in peace, bro.
Oh, rest in peace. Ah, I don't know.
How do you keep doing this with the rest in peace people? Oh, forget it. Are you going to say Stuart Scott next?
Stuart Scott.
Never mind.
Bruh.
Rest in peace. Carl Lewis video. Watch that on YouTube.
Watch that, everybody. Watch Carl Lewis sings the national anthem.
Amazing.
It's amazing. I love it because he doesn't stop.
Yes.
He just kind of apologizes.
You know what game he did that in? Do you remember the game he was at?
Was it a basketball game?
Yes. You remember the two teams playing?
Was it Houston?
No.
Or was it?
It was the Nets and Chicago.
Oh.
So you cut to Jordan. Imagine Jordan now. They cut to Jordan and as Jordan he's singing this. He was ready to bust out laughing. He was just trying to hold it in.
Oh, gosh.
It was amazing.
Oh, gosh.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
At the end where his voice cracks. And he goes, oh.
Yeah, I love that.
I tell you what. Everyone out there.
Oh, that's like the best part.
When you're done with this show, go on YouTube, bruh. For real.
Or pause the show and go on YouTube.
Pause the show.
Because you got to listen. When he says, uh-oh, that's like, what?
You know what? I might even say, since I've been given the task of doing these things, maybe I'll just put it on at the end of this.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
That's making more work for me, huh? Maybe I could. You could just,
like video? You mean the video part?
At the end of the audio. I can just put the audio. As an MP3.
You just gotta rip it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shh, we didn't do that. We're not ripping anything. But yeah, okay. But yeah, excellent. Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis, that is my top four Houston athletes.
For the win.
Corey, Olajuwon, Ryan, Yao, and Carl Lewis tied.
That's...
Never mind, he's an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
He sings he's mighty a good.
Great singer. That's great singer.
All right, there we go.
Okay. So I gotta go right off the bat. I'll go with the one that you already placed and you already mentioned. Hakeem Olajuwon. Hakeem Olajuwon's gotta be on there. On the Rushmore, he's gotta be.
He played 4 years in college? They did, right?
Yes, they did back in those days, yeah. Houstonian, pretty much, that's his town too. Even though he's from another country, that's his town. And he has not a statue of him in front of the Toyota Center because of his Muslim religion. They don't believe in having statues of people.
Wow.
So they made a monument, and it's there. Cool. It's a square rectangular monument of his jersey, and that's his little prominent thing. But he's in talks to buying the Rockets as well.
Hey, that'd be a good one right there.
He still trains. He trained Kobe. He trained LeBron. He trained Dwight Howard. That didn't lead to nothing. But everybody looks to him as Everybody looks to him as the best post player of all time. That's the thing with this guy. That you don't see in the NBA a lot is he's the best post up, back to the rim guy. You're not going to see that kind of play. Like Joel Embiid is the only guy that right now is in the league that can do it as good
as
Olajuwon.
Is he actually playing like legit back to the rim?
He's playing legit post up. Give me to put the arm in the air.
Right.
Get the ball.
Get the
post
ball,
up.
Bro.
Hold up. Left, right, left. Yeah, go. Yeah. And that was what he did. And as you remember, there was a great one with David Robinson. If you remember the one where it was in the playoffs where he pretty much does the ball to David Robinson, fakes him out, spins him around, does the thing. The bamboozle.
That's his bamboozle.
That was the bamboozle, because that's what the announcer said. David Robinson got bamboozled. So that's always the thing with him. Plus, he could shoot free throws. Plus, he could shoot mid-range jumpers.
Yes.
So you're not going to see that.
He's a freak.
Best center of all time.
And did he ever come to the big men's camp at Kalani?
No, he did not.
Oh. Did you ever go to one of those?
I went to one. It was at UH, though.
Oh.
There was one at UH. The Pete Newell.
Big man's camp.
Yes. AC Earl was there.
AC.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember that guy.
There was, who else was there? Charles Shackelford was there.
Wow.
A lot of blasts in the past, unknown guys that no one
was there. Shaq was there?
Shaq was there. Yeah. Shaq was there. Luke Longley was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sean Bradley was there.
Hey, yep.
You know, so, but yeah, that was the thing that used to happen in July. The big man.
Is that anymore? Is that there anymore?
Long gone, yeah. There's no really big men, really.
Ah, so stretch four camp then.
The stretch four camp would probably be the thing. Oh, go figure. So yeah, Olajuwon's in there.
All right.
Okay. I also am, as you know, a Houston Oilers fan.
Oh, yes.
Which became the Tennessee Titans of July.
Yes.
But Oilers are still, that was a team that I got into back in the 80s as a kid.
Right, right.
And I have to put two guys on there. Because that team really, that started my sports viewing as a kid.
Nice.
First one, Mr. Earl Campbell.
Hey.
Earl Campbell. Toughest SOB. If you remember the one where he's running and then they pull the jersey off and then everything gets ripped off. Pads get ripped off. He's still running. Never mind.
I think I watched the 30s for 30 of Earl
Campbell. Oh, yeah.
Pretty amazing, man. That guy's a beast.
Yeah, it's just sad to see how his condition is now because he's all bust up now. Yeah,
but what college did he go to? Not SMU, right?
Not SMU.
SMU was a Dallas Cowboy running back.
Yeah.
Earl Campbell went to colleges.
See, I'm not good with the colleges. I'm not good. Campbell, we're looking at this live right now.
Here you go. No stat boy. He's no longer with us.
He went somewhere. Let's see. We're loading up. University of Texas.
Oh, wow. Longhorns.
There you go. Longhorns. Yeah.
There you go.
So I got to put him in there.
Great one.
Legendary running back. The next one I got to put in, and I have to put him in because if you were to go to Houston and if you mention this guy's name, people who know the old school Houston fans are not going to like this guy because they thought of him as a choker.
Right.
And in essence, he did. I'm not going to lie. But he was the first quarterback I ever liked. He was the first quarterback that I enjoyed watching because all they would do was pass their jerseys. I like the oil tower, everything. Warren Moon.
Hey, Warren Moon
got to be on there. Who still looks good to this day. Don't look like he aged at all. He's throwing parties in July every year. Whenever Pro Bowl comes, he always has the benefit party.
Yeah.
All the women hanging out with Warren Moon.
Wow.
He's got all the ladies.
He's the chocolate lover supreme.
He hanging out with DJ Compose right now. They're going to be laughing
right now. They're working out.
Yep. They got two cell phones in each hand.
Yeah.
Going, ha ha ha. Showing
the basketball or something.
That's right. But Warren Moon, despite all of the, you know, there were some sad moments in the Oilers' heyday. The one, the Buffalo Bills comeback win.
Oh, gosh.
We were up 35-3. I'll never forget this.
Wow.
I got up early.
So it wasn't his fault then?
Well, it was a collective.
Right.
But they were up 35-3 at halftime. I was watching this as a kid. This was in 1991.
Wow.
Watching this, Bob Costas says at halftime, barring a miracle, I think the Oilers are going to advance on to the playoffs. And I'm like, you freaking guy.
And what happened?
Frank Reich. Buffalo fan, number one Buffalo fan. Gage, the Japan star to Japan. He's a Buffalo Bills fan.
What a weirdo, brah.
I tell you what, brah. You enjoy this moment, brah.
Who's a Buffalo fan?
Darth Bogey is a Buffalo Bills fan. Our good friend,
so
Ty.
So random.
I know two. You know two.
How do you know?
Bills fan. We both know two Buffalo Bills fans.
How do people like this?
You know what I think it was? Because of the whole Bills when they went to the four Super Bowls.
But they lost every one.
I know. But I think that's what drew him in because that team was pretty fun to watch. Yeah, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, you know, Andre Reed.
Yeah, nice.
I think that's how they got their fan base.
Okay.
But they didn't win. But they beat the Oilers that day. And I literally cried. I literally cried.
Wow.
I seriously cried. Not like cry, fit cry. I cried. And then I know my mom and then my stepdad at the time.
Ice cream was up.
No, they wanted to go to the swap meet.
Okay.
To take me to the swap meet.
Right.
Cam swap meet. Not Cam swap meet. The one at the Lost Stadium.
Right.
I never let go.
Wow, bro.
So, no, I just want to stay on my lingua. And then, my stepdad was like, hurry up. Just go already. Never mind. Just go. You go see a swap meet. Never mind already.
I'll buy you shave ice.
So then I ended up buying over there a Chicago White Sox jersey. It was like $10.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah. Because remember, you know, when the White Sox changed to the hip-hop sex?
Oh, the black, yeah.
Yeah.
All the black with the S-O-X.
So I was just feeling like, you know, I was feeling thugged out that day.
Wow.
At 11 years old. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this White Sox.
You went to the reggae guy at a Movada store.
Yes. They were all there, bro.
So you got your reggae mixtape.
Correct.
You got your reggae. And then you got your Sox jersey.
I got the Sox jersey. And then we're going to go to Burger King, get bacon double cheeseburger. Always get two. Utah, give me two.
No, you got Burger Buddies.
No.
Remember that?
Yes. I do. Wow. I do remember that. Not that, though. It was a regular. Yes. The two connected to each other.
What the heck?
Stupidest thing ever, Burger King. That's why you guys died.
I think my wife likes that stuff.
You put the two connected things. They look cute this way.
Like burger buddy.
Give me a real burger, bruh. Give me a big one. Two. So I got that. Literally cried. Warren Moon, still a hero to me.
Hey.
Okay. I've never met him. I still have yet to meet
him. Wait, didn't you have a chance to meet him recently?
He comes to Hawaii, yes. He comes to Hawaii every time and I never get to meet him. I have all this stuff. I have an autographed hat, but that's what my mom got that for me. Right. I never got that person. So we got Earl Campbell, Warren Moon, Hakeem okay. Olajuwon.
What else we got?
Okay. So the fourth one. This one was a tough one. This one was a kind of a weird toss-up because I was going to put Robert Horry in there.
Right.
I have to go and stick to my guns of my favorite... underlying favorite rocket of all time, Vernon Maxwell.
Oh, there we go.
I gotta put Mad Maxwell.
Mad Maxwell.
Mad Max. He's the only guy that pissed off Jordan.
He's scrapped on his wife.
Yes. He can shut down Jordan. He was the only guy to shut down Jordan every single time. Word. He got in his head. He could make a three. He was clutch. He was crazy.
He was crazy, yeah.
But he played with very passionate guy.
Yes.
And he still looks good to this day. He came out of hiding for like a little reunion. Still look the same, the guy. Mad Maxwell, Vernon Maxwell. He also went to San Antonio, and then that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Underlying story with Vernon Maxwell to share. After the trade for Clyde Drexler, Maxwell was still on that team. He felt alienated that they traded for Clyde Drexler because he lost his spot, so to speak. He disappeared from the team.
He disappeared. Like he just disappeared.
He didn't show up. So he indirectly was a part of that back-to-back team, but he didn't play because of that.
He
had beef with Clyde Drexler. He wasn't personally beefed with Clyde Drexler. He was just mad that they traded for Clyde Drexler.
Oh, so he's on the bench.
Yes.
Wow.
And he lost his spot. And he was offended by that.
I mean, he would have played a lot, though, if he missed a starting spot, pretty much.
Yes. So, I mean, that has been all water on the bridge. They all made up.
Oh, yeah,
they're all old. They said, I was stupid. But he was indirectly on that team. A lot of people don't really remember that because there's no highlights of Vernon Maxwell in the playoff run at all. Well, that's why. Because he snuck out. And that was it. He got fined, of course, suspended, of course.
Right. But he won two titles, technically, right?
He won two titles, yes.
So he didn't play at all?
No.
Wow.
Not at all. Not during the playoff run.
But he played during the regular season.
He was there. He got injured, but he played in the regular season. But then once the trade happened, then things got weird. And then they got suspended. It was a very...
Who did they trade with? And four.
Well, they traded with Portland.
Well, who did Portland get?
Otis Thorpe.
Okay.
Yeah, so they got Otis Thorpe, and then they got...
He was pretty good back then.
I think they sent over Otis Thorpe, and then Houston got Drexler, and then the unknown other player that came with Clyde Drexler, Tracy Murray.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tracy Murray.
I'll never forget, they had the big press conference. They brought in Clyde to come out to talk to the crowd. Here we go. Let's welcome in our newest rocket, Clyde Drexler. And Tracy Murray. And then you see everybody coming, Clyde Drexler coming like this, wave. And then Tracy Murray in the back like, oh, wow.
Wow,
I hear too.
This is what it looks like to be loved.
So, yeah, go figure. But, yeah, that's a little factoid.
Tracy Murray, Memphis?
Nerd alert.
Did you go to Memphis?
Oh, gosh. You're throwing out these colleges, bro. I give you credit. I don't know. I never kept up with that, I have to say. Tracy Murray, where did he go? How's that for a nerd little intermission right there? Tracy Murray College. Here we go. University of California.
UCLA.
Yeah, there you go.
University of California.
UCLA.
And Vernon Maxwell went to Florida.
Yes, correct.
Ah, there you go.
So there you have it. I mean, a lot of prominent guys, but those are the guys that I just...
Is that four? No, that's
four.
That's four. Oh!
Hakeem, Vernon, Earl Campbell, Warren Moon.
Right, mine is Hakeem.
Yep.
Nolan Ryan.
Yep.
Ty Thing Yao, Carl Lewis.
Yes.
And Robert Horry.
Excellent.
Boom.
Excellent.
And that is our Love for Houston edition.
Yes, please, everyone out there, because there are people that do listen to the show from Houston, seriously. Because
so
they told me.
Be cool. Everybody,
be cool, man.
If you donate money to Houston, show us the receipt, and we'll give you a Sleep Times Over shirt.
How about it? Yeah, yeah. There you go.
When our printer comes back from
wherever.
Vacation.
Yeah, the Bahamas.
Paris.
France. Yeah. Paris.
No, I'm serious.
He's in Paris. He's in France.
I went to go. I see. Underpants? What was it called?
Oh, no. I see someone's underpants.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? I see. How does that go now?
Paris, you see. I see Paris, you see France. I see
someone's underpants.
Why is that created?
Was that the other one? Hole in the wall. I remember that one?
Hole in the wall. That's something else, bro.
Hole in the wall.
That's the glory hole.
Oh, bro.
What's the matter with you?
Look at this Porky's, bro.
Get out of here with this guy rubbish. I see your underpants and pants off, dance off.
All right, this is turning really diabolical.
I don't know where this is going.
Bottom line. Houston. H-Town loves you. H-Town to H-Town. Honolulu to Houston. That's right.
Sleep time's over.
Season
5, episode 9.
H-Town to H-Town. There you go.
Stay up, H-Town. Whoop.
Dirty Harry said in one of his movies that a man's got to know his limitations. Carl Lewis apparently didn't see the movie. If his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner prior to the Nets Bulls game last night is any indication, as a public service, we present now only excerpts. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
All right, are we all ready? Here we go. Oh, say can you see, and the Rockets red flag. I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
That was Sarge's national anthem. Written by Francis Scott off key. Those were last night's lowlights. They were last night's highlights.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.